This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. All right, it is just that time for our Friday tradition of Fireside Chats. And today we have a very special guest for Fireside Chats. Comedian Craig Gass is on the line. And Craig is, he texted me last night and said, can I call the show? I have a really weird story. And I'm like, all right, we'll get to that in a second. But Craig's on the line there. Craig, welcome to the Fireside Chats. As all the listeners know, this is your time to shine. We give the airwaves to you. And all we ask is that you don't waste our time and the story doesn't suck. Is that a deal?
Sure. I want to say hello to you. Hello to Brady.
Yeah.
Hello to Toledo.
All right.
And, of course, hello to that alcoholic in the corner.
That's right. And we've talked about that today. Eric has admitted that he is an impotent.
Impotent?
Yeah.
What?
Basically, a guy, he said he's a leprechaun and they don't reproduce or recreate.
I said
the offspring of fairies.
The offspring of fairies and demented, deformed children. And Eric has basically said, I'm a leprechaun. And that's what they came from. So now you've got that. And he questioned your status as celebrity earlier, and I'm just tired of Eric bashing our guests. I don't think that's a nice thing to do.
Just now, him and Frank, really.
One thing I will say, Craig, is this a name-dropping story? Because if it's not, I'm not interested.
Yes.
Okay,
yes!
Good. Okay. A, we've covered that. B, Eric wanted to know about your hugging policy with the new COVID and stuff. You're known as a guy who likes to hug people, and that's over. And I told him you came to my house the day after everything lifted, and we had a very distant conversation in my kitchen.
Yeah, it's kind of a – it really is kind of a bummer to me to not be able to hug people.
See, I told Craig, you. As, I told you.
It's, well, you don't like it, but he's not – you're completely compliant because I was blown away at how you have absolutely changed every bit of that. You didn't even – like you were first one to say I don't hug.
Have you hugged
since? I like
since?
That Eric thinks it's reasonable. Eric thinks it's reasonable to be the arbiter of like, yeah, man, what's with all this physical contact?
Yeah, like anybody wants to hug him. But the thing is like now we can tell huggers that you have to read the room. Some people don't like it and some people do. And now it can kill you.
It's true.
Yeah, I haven't even shaken hands with people. Actually, you know what? I will say this. John actually crossed a line that I wasn't willing to cross.
What was it?
He gave me a fist bump. You gave me a fist bump.
Oh, I did. I did fist bump. Oh, well, I didn't know what to do.
You didn't bring that part of the story.
When he left, I'd forgotten. Was it when you left? I think it was. I'm like, I guess this is what we do? Because we didn't. We were so far apart the whole time.
You needed to touch him.
It wasn't like you were there. It's just habit. It's the weird thing.
I've had
two
or three handshakes. Or the person came out.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, just
the other day, I met two new people. I haven't met new people. And standing there not shaking hands or doing something broke all the protocol I've ever known, and it felt so weird.
The question I like to ask people is, throughout all this insanity, what has given you hope or comfort throughout all of this?
Porn. I mean, that's everybody's answer, right?
Video games.
Yeah.
Nudity in movies.
Racism on TV. I mean, we're all enjoying the same things, I think.
But what has made you feel like we're going to be okay? Like, have you seen signs of...
Yeah.
I just answered that. Nothing, really.
Yeah, no, it's actually, once the SpaceX rocket blows up tomorrow, then I'll know for sure there's no hope left.
Yeah. All right, well, can I propose one?
Nah, it's pointless, but go on.
It's looking on my Facebook page and realizing I know people who are a lot more stupid than I am.
Well, that's true. You do feel, and saying it in that way, a lot more stupid, proves... that there's a
proper English.
Yeah, stupider. More
stupider.
It's weird because you do kind of realize that we're surrounded by morons regularly, and we're probably morons to them. So I don't know that there's any real voice of reason. And again, that doesn't add light to anything other than I already knew I was great.
Yeah, if that gives you comfort, well, you got problems, man.
Yeah, I already had a lot of self-confidence.
I'll try to say something that I hope will turn a light on.
Stop.
Like when a friend of mine gave this theory of, this was early on, the hashtag film your hospitals. where people were saying, go to the parking lot. There's nobody there, man. Did you film it? And I commented on a friend's Facebook page and said, dude, I did the same thing at the prison, man. There's no one in the parking lot, man. How are you telling me there's overcrowding at the prison? No way, bitch.
There's no cars.
Nobody, not, there's 10 cars in the parking lot. Yeah. Like, yes.
Yeah, it is. It is
and
weird.
Whether or not they get it.
But Craig, my question to you is: why do you want to tell people some glimmering beam of like hope? Why do you want to be the voice that? Because you're just going to wake up the idiots. The people who you're talking to already feel that way.
I think that in the end, I think if you talk to your stupid friends, that you can at some point, as long as you're not judgmental about it, and as long as you don't, you know, like. I mean, Eric is a tough case, but you got to
Incorrect. I'm just going to stop you now. There's no point in talking to your stupid friends in 2020. What you do is realize they're stupid friends and dismiss them.
Are you calling me stupid?
Shh, quiet down, stupid. We're talking. The adults are talking.
I like that we actually called him out by his name, and he's still going, wait a minute.
Hold the tick. Some of this
don't
me.
Tell me.
Is some of this me? Yeah, I just, I don't know why people feel the need on Facebook to try to change everyone's heart. Because all you're going to do is wake up the jackasses and just realize, man, just trying to be nice is hard.
But you understand
a little
I don't.
Bit, no?
That
I don't.
People feel that way. They
I
feel
don't
the,
understand trying to say, think my way. Because all the people who do are going to be like, oh, I already do. And the ones that don't are just going to piss you off and make you feel like it's all fruitless. It isn't. It's not an accurate representation of hope versus, cynicism. But it makes you feel a way immediately one way or the other when some troll comes on and takes what you felt great about and stomps it. It isn't healthy.
Stop trying to solve the world's problems
it isn't
on
healthy.
Social media.
Yeah, everybody.
Post a stupid dog video.
Yeah, what you need to do, Craig, is impressions of white people only now. As a fellow voice guy, we're not allowed to do that anymore, at least on America's Got Talent. And just try to goof and laugh. And then when they say, oh, that was a sucky impression, you're just like, you're a stupid friend. Delete.
I don't think Craig had many black impressions.
He's got some good black impressions. Tracy Morgan's a really good. You got a bunch of good black impressions.
But he knows Tracy Morgan, so he's allowed, right?
No, that's not true.
That's not part of it?
Mm-mm. Jimmy Fallon knew Chris Rock.
Oh, that's true. Damn it. Sorry.
Yeah, true.
Sorry, Craig.
And it's funny because the story I want to tell you that I'm not even sure if I told you when I came to your place, and I was like, you know, I'm going to save this for the radio, was how I almost made one of the dumbest moves at the beginning of this whole crisis when I was going to call into, you know, Eddie Trunk, the rock guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Eddie Trunk does a syndicated rock show. I was in New York performing on March 13th and 14th, and on the 16th, I was going to call into his show. And he's like you in that he says, all right, yeah, whatever you want to do, just call in, you know, do your thing. And I told him, I have a really funny idea. And I didn't want to tell him what it was. I just wanted him to react to it. And I was going to call in on the 16th as Gene Simmons. And the biggest topic of discussion right now is this new thing called the coronavirus. And as Gene Simmons, who takes claim for inventing everything, I was going to say, Kiss invented the coronavirus, and that we have a cure, but it'll cost you. Go to kissonline.com, click on my codpiece, where you can get all your coronavirus needs. We're broadcasting live from a wet market at Kiss headquarters, and I was going to do a coronavirus sale, and Eddie canceled the show because of the coronavirus.
Well, that would have been
he couldn't go in, and a week later I was going, oh, man, oh, God, thank God I didn't do that, as more and more people started dying. It just would have been
that's
one
the
of
best
the
sentence
last...
ever. I thank God I didn't do that as more and more people passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't help that along. Yeah. That's your story?
Yeah, that's it.
This is your story?
But now he you feel it better about telling it.
This is like one of Brady's stories. Don't start defending it. You're the king of terrible stories.
Brady knows.
Craig, this is what you texted me about last night? You were going to be on a show and nothing happened?
Well, would it be more helpful if I went, all right, so
Brady told a story.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, Brady told a story the other day. He fell off of a three-wheeler, and he considered it life-threatening injuries. And we're pretty sure that the people that picked him up raped him for a couple of days, because this is true. Part of his story was afterwards he didn't want yogurt anymore, and he couldn't explain why. And he said that with a straight face, and like, you were raped by hillbillies in the Arkansas woods. That's why. No, life-threatening injuries. And they're like, that's your story? You bonked your head?
Yeah, I just remembered you got a pretty mouth. Yeah. We'll take care of you.
Yeah, his story went nowhere, and we reprimanded him. And now you've come on and done the, I almost was on a show and wasn't. Isn't that amazing?
I told you, John. I told you.
Eric was right. You've made Eric right. How bad do you feel now? I wish you went on Eddie Trunk and many people died.
All right, so... Listen, I'm not going to say why, but I don't like chocolate milk. Screw chocolate milk.
You ate a lot of diarrhea. Well, did Eddie Trunk, like, embellish?
Who told you?
Add a fake ending. Craig, add a fake ending to your story. I can't believe it. I told everybody. Like, Craig says he's got a really messed up story he wanted to share. I told him.
Yeah, you've been promoting it all morning.
I talked about it this morning. Craig Gass is going to call in with some crazy story, and his stories are great. This is essentially like the time I fantasized about banging the bag girl at Safeway, and then I realized she's probably underage. I'm not going to do that. But I would never tell that story to people.
Is it possible you overhyped it in your mind?
No. You wanted to broadcast
going to the text now. Said,
when I texted and said, hey, you mind if I tell you like this messed up story? Can I call it?
Would you mind if I called into the show tomorrow to tell an effed up story? I said, I believe you'll be our first ever celebrity fireside chats by all means. Tomorrow.
John was excited.
I'm like, that sounds great because I've trusted you in the past to go, this guy's stories are usually pretty solid.
There's your
this
problem.
Isn't
You've
a
some
story,
uncomfortable
Craig.
Situations.
I have to tell you, this isn't a story.
Well, to be fair, when I think about the stories I can tell in studio,
what?
I usually have time. I assumed that I was only going to have a couple of minutes to call in. I didn't think we were going to sit here and have plenty of time to analyze
okay.
how short.
Craig, this actually makes it worse. You thought I was only going to give you 2 minutes, and that's what
have
you
have you been on our show?
Yeah,
what
you've
the
been
hell?
Here before.
Oh, you're back on the drugs.
I've been making the pivot, man. I've been changing. I'm like, my shows that I'm doing, I've been doing online. I've been doing online corporate shows.
Oh, my God.
Where,
terrible.
You know, when someone says, hey, we want you to perform at a company event, now it's like a daytime thing on Zoom. And when someone says, oh, you know what's really funny? Tim in accounting, he got caught watching porn at work. So you bring that up, and Tim is staring right at you on Zoom, like, hey, Tim, you like porn? Like, what the hell?
Who told you this? And then Tim kills himself on
yeah,
Zoom.
It's like, yeah. Which, by the way, is I'm doing a comedy show tomorrow on Zoom.
Now, this is what we're talking about.
He lied to you.
Keep going. You made up a story so you could promote your show. And all you know you had to do was say, John, can I promote my Zoom show this weekend? I've been happy to do it.
Wow.
This is embarrassing.
I thought Frank Caliendo was low with his
At least Frank
stuff.
Admits when
he
he's
admits
hoary.
It. Yeah, that was
You
ridiculous.
Got any merchandise?
Craig, I feel like one of the Epstein girls.
Would it blow your mind if I told you this is Frank Caliendo?
Oh, my God. He's amazing. Amazing work.
He's done it again.
All right. Zoom tomorrow, and you can hear those incredible stories that Craig told, like the one today.
That's a way to promote
it's gonna
it.
Be a it's going to be a show, a Comedy Store style show, where we're going to have comedians. There's comedians coming in from Comedy Central, America's Got Talent, and we're going to have a surprise guest.
Who is it?
Every show I do at the Comedy Store, we have a surprise guest.
Who is that? Oh, that's one. Who's the one tomorrow?
Jeff Ross.
Tomorrow?
And the surprise guest tomorrow is one of my favorite comedians of all time. And I will say probably the most quoted comedian amongst other comedians.
Gilbert Godfrey.
No, amongst other comedians, this guy, people love quoting this comic. And he's personally one of my favorite comics. And,
who is it, though? That's give us a name. You have to know his
Carrot
name,
Top.
Right? Yeah, he's very quoted and funny. Come on, you can
well,
tell us.
Well, if I tell you the name, then I lose out on the agreement that I have with the
he's
guy.
Teased.
I
mean,
you tell us the name and people will tune in to see that person.
That's the cool thing about it is tuning in and going, whoa, and then this guy shows up. And that's going to be the cool thing.
Really? Perhaps you're hyping it up too much like I did my store.
No, this is one of my favorite comedians of all time. Comics love this comic.
Who would you go woe to, John?
Who would I go woe to as a comedian?
If
I was watching Craig Zoom.
Yes, thing.
Well, I mean, first off, I'd have to pick myself off the floor from that last story about Eddie Trump.
Kathy Griffin.
Very angry.
Kathy Griffin. Very angry. Whoa, I'm turning it off.
No, but he said someone that makes you laugh, so she's out. Let's see, Craig.
I don't know if there's anyone I would go woe to. I mean, if it was somebody
I can give you a hypothetical that'll give you a woe.
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, because there'd be no way.
Eric hasn't had a drink in 2 days.
Whoa! that would woe me. I'd woe that in a big way. That's huge. That's ridiculous. You know, Eric was going to be on Eddie Trunk's show, and it was going to do jokes about alcoholism, and then Eddie Trunk's grandmother died of alcoholism.
And it didn't happen.
So, in the end,
you ever been in the middle of telling a story on the air and not hearing a reaction on the other end of the phone and going, oh, these guys are being dicks.
We're not being dicks. We were waiting for the big payoff.
Yeah, I thought there was more.
You got to admit, if I told you I had a big story for you and that was it, you'd be like, well, what happened? Well, nothing, essentially.
I was going to talk about the coronavirus, and the show got canceled.
I mean, I was going to be on Johnny Carson once in the crowd, but the line was really long, and we stood out in the sun, and my dad said, it's too hot for this. And I said, yeah. So I never got to go on Carson.
Could you imagine if Craig and Brady did a podcast together with their stories?
I'm with you, Craig. That was a solid story. I was on the Costa Concordia 1 year before it crashed. Doom. You know how close I was to dying? A year.
Just missed
it. Yeah.
You know what? You're right. I have told better stories on your show.
You have farted better stories. Yeah.
At least that Zoom thing.
Craig Caliendo here, once again, promoting go to getgas.com. Getgas2s.com.
Craig, all you had to do was say, I want to promote my show this weekend. And I got a couple stories. I'd have allowed that. You don't have to end around me. I'm not Buster from Cleveland. Come on, man. We've known each other too long for that.
What did you tell Neanderthal to get on his show?
How are you going on that show? Well, he'd be blown away that you said Eddie Trunk. You say Eddie Trunk to Neanderthal.
Yeah, he might be excited about that.
Good friend. Didn't hear the end of that. I was jerking off.
Well, first of all, what I do is I leverage the fact that I'm already on Holmberg's show, and I go, hey, Holmberg's put me on.
So you use me to get to him. Unbelievable.
No, I'm not doing his show. I'm just joking, but I love you.
I love you back. But this was not as promised.
All right, I will come back with a better story.
Well, that won't be hard.
You can top that one.
try to tell a story about, like, you've got a couple of personal stories that you told that night that you were at my place that I would love to hear on the air.
I don't think he's going there.
Give me a
stalking.
Give me a subject that was discussed at your place that you
crazy women.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right,
you got 5
minutes.
Can I
tell a short version of that?
Oh, yeah, even shorter. Go. Hurry.
Okay. So this girl that I met, who was beautiful, we hit it off. We decided to meet up in Vegas, and she did a couple weird things to me that threw me off. The biggest of which is that after we hung out, I flew to New York on March, what was it, 13th?
To do Eddie Trunk.
And she texted me and said, she tried calling me a couple times while I was doing stuff. I didn't pick up. Hey, call me. It's important. And I said, okay. And I was thinking, how can you be pregnant? It's only been like 3 days. So I called her up and I said, hey, what's going on? She goes, hey, this is really so embarrassing, and I don't feel comfortable talking about this, but I know it's the right thing to do is to call you and tell you that I have the coronavirus. And I went, okay, how do you know you have, okay, so how did this happen? And she said, well, when I got home, I had a sore throat. And I called my doctor and said, hey, can I get tested for the coronavirus? I might be sick. And she said, we can't test you. We don't have enough tests. So if things get worse, let us know. And I said, well, it could be strep, so I might be contagious. So they said, okay. And they brought me in, and they tested me for the flu, and they tested me for strep, and I came up negative. So they told me to quarantine myself for 14 days and to contact anybody I've been made any contact with. And I said, okay, so nobody's told you you have the coronavirus? And she said, no, I've been told to quarantine in case I do. And I said, I know, but I'm asking because at the beginning of this conversation, you said you have the coronavirus. And an hour later, she posted on her Facebook page, hey, everybody, this thing is real. And I'm telling you this because I have the coronavirus. She posted that she had the coronavirus. And people started asking her questions on her Facebook page. How do you know? How'd you get the test? My mom is sick. I can't get a test. How did you get a test? And she said, well, I didn't test for the coronavirus. I tested for strep and I tested for the flu. And they both came up negative. So they told me to quarantine myself. So I'm quarantining myself for 14 days. And I want to let everybody know that this thing is real. And it just became 1,000 replies of, So nobody told you you have the coronavirus? And she deleted the whole post.
Yeah, she got rid of it because she was a liar. And also, you skipped the part where she posted on Facebook, I got the coronavirus from Craig Gass's little dick.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought? I
embellished for you.
Well, I didn't include the part that Gene Simmons commented and said, right now we're broadcasting live from the coronavirus. Boom. Go to kissonline.com and click on my copy.
Zoom.com.
It's a coronavirus sale.
Jeff Foxworthy is the most quoted comedian, according to comedians.com. So that's your
Not
special
even
guest
close.
Tomorrow.
Amongst comedians today, the comedian that's the surprise guest on my show tomorrow night, it's like a storytelling show. Most quoted. And a lot of great comics are doing it, but the comedian that is the surprise guest easily the most quoted comedian amongst other comedians.
Gary Goldman.
And he's he's got an amazing Netflix special that came out a year ago, and he's going to be the surprise guest.
John
Mulaney.
Fluffy.
Nope. And it's
Ronnie Chang.
Getgas.com.
Joe Coy.
Damn it.
Ronnie Chang.
Ronnie Chang's pretty funny. I quote him a lot because he's very funny. But but it's now it's racially insensitive for me to quote him because you're not allowed to do POCs. Can't do the impression. Well, there you go. Well, Craig Gass, your story floundered. I'm glad you don't have coronavirus.
What's your stupid website again to watch us?
Getgas.com.
Getgas.com. Two S's.
Very special guest that he doesn't want to bring up for reasons of blowing up the internet, I guess.
Yeah, why would you want to tell people?
And we're hanging out after the show, so you can. And after the show, you can hang out with the cops.
Hugs.
So
all the hugs
who are
want.
The comedians that? Who are the comedians we can talk about? And then Howie Mandel comes on.
Alex Hooper from America's Got Talent is going to do it. Brian Bowden, who's been on MTV and Comedy Central, but the surprise guest is the guy I'm most excited about.
I really
about.
Tell you, you got to sell it with the name of the surprise guest. I don't know the other guy.
Yeah, I have no idea who he's talking about.
It's Frank Caliendo.
No, I got it. So there's a chance he might not show up, and you're just going to grab whoever's there. Chris Rock.
No, I confirmed it with him yesterday. I always love doing that, and sometimes it's bad for me because the last show I did, my surprise guest was Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee comes out, and I decide I want to watch Bobby. I sit down, and Bobby leveled the room.
Yeah, he's killing it. All right.
And I made the mistake of watching him, and then I just felt depressed about going on after him. But I'm going to jump off. I will see you soon. I love you.
I love you back. Goodbye. We'll miss you.
No hugging.
Right, there you go. That's it. He's done. Eddie Trunk.
Got another station.
Yeah, got another station.
Eddie Trunk, everybody.
You got used.
Yeah, he did. He used me.
Good
one. I trusted him.
Why would he? Why not just say I'm gonna? Can I promote something?
I don't know.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
That's kind of a dick move.
It's abusive to a friendship.
No hugs anymore. That's for sure.
What are you gonna do? I guess it's just time to congratulate Christopher Marquez from Phoenix. He's today's Man Cave Upgrade qualifier. He's got himself a Safeway card. He's got the Lou Malnati's card, and he's the next guest on Eddie Trunk's show.
You sound disappointed in Craig a little.
Telling you. I got it out. You know, it's very open. I have a crazy story I'd love to share in the air. I'm like, yeah, all right, that sounds great.
I mean, he treated you like a prostitute.
You know who he treated me like? He treated me like Little Orphan Annie treated Ralphie. It's a commercial? Drink more Ovaltine.
Yep.
I'll talk with Craig.
You're all excited. You've been waiting all show for this.
Yeah, I haven't really been waiting that much. I just it was good time, Phil. But now he makes me regret not talking to the listeners. Yeah, but I would rather have the chats from the crazy people out there.
I bet they have better stories.
I don't want to hear about their riot stories today. It's better Craig did this.
Here's my plan.
Because here's what I think needs to happen with the police and blacks. That's all we'd have heard today. Yeah,
good point.
So at least Craig's incredibly pointless story. Brady loved it. He took notes.
Now that's how you tell a story.
Boom.
Nothing
Mic
happened.
Drop. Mic
In
drop.
The end, no one was hurt. And actually zero things occurred. It was all hypothetical.
When he told about Eddie Funk, I thought.
There was a chance I could fly. So I stood on the edge of the thing and said, I'm not going to be able to do this. And I got down.
What happened?
Did you see me stand up That's when it. He ended the story? It was like standing ovation.
Yeah. Like, wow. That was huge. He was almost on the Eddie Trunk show, but then wasn't.
Yeah. Great right. one.
Remember when Brady almost died, but then the doctor said, you were fine. None of this was bad.
I was life-threatening injuries.
No. You're out. You're released.
Remember when I got onto the top of the stratosphere to ride that ride, but
then
I didn't.
But then you didn't? It's not a story.
Haven't told that.
Now, I have a story about how scared Eric was to not get on there. But if Eric's like, I got the greatest story. So these guys try to get me on this roller coaster. I'm afraid of heights. And it was on top of the stratosphere. And the other guy listening is like, ooh, I bet you something terrible. But then I chickened out. Oh, yeah? And then what? Oh, no, that's the end. That's it? So you didn't do anything? The story is a lot of people were doing stuff and you didn't. Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing.
Top notch. Top notch.
There's a reason I don't tell that story.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Because it isn't a story. It's beginning, middle, end. You have conflict somewhere in the middle that you have to overcome. The foil comes in and tries to stop you from overcoming. Story. Denouement. Ending. Done. Read a book. Take a literature class. Reading this book,
save
I'm like,
it for
well,
Craig.
The pages are over. What happened? Well, that's the end of the story. Like, this is a book it's incomplete.
At least Game of Thrones had an ending.
Yeah, like Harlan Coben doesn't write books about the boy in the woods, and the boy in the woods is like, he was missing for months. The investigation. Well, there he is. This is 20 pages, and then it just ends with, there he is. Yeah, we were wrong. He wasn't abducted. He got lost. Is he okay? Yeah. None of those people we talked about did it? No, nothing happened. This isn't a story. It's the boy in the woods. You didn't even know the whole time he was in the woods. Anyway, I'll talk to Craig later. Very disappointed.
He's on your list.
He's on my list. Now, I got a Michael Jordan him. Next time I play in the championship, I'm going off. We got the entertainment drill coming up in moments. It's 98.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.